Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
Hot FM, 104.3 FM, Bakau, Gambia.
Assalamu alaikum, bari mo laru. Mbal bismillah la ñu programme la min ka bodan Hot FM radio station.
Hello listeners and welcome to this program on family farming.
Gambia tundo kam agriculture min keta senola bunda mi alonko.
Here in the Gambia, the agricultural sector is the most important sector of the economy, contributing 32% of the gross domestic product, providing employment and income for 80% of the population. Family farming is the main agricultural activity and relies on traditional farming systems, including crops, livestock, fishing, backyard gardening and horticulture, fruit tree orchards, etc., that ensure food security and safeguards for families in trying times.
So anim fanang bato demo anim garden doko fanan fen nin doko akumata bake.
Miss Josephine Mendy, focal person for family farming at the Ministry of Agriculture, talked to us about family farming.
Min keta focal person for family farming, Ministry of Agriculture, adiamuta family farming.
So hole family farming si kalama angale family farming la.
In English, it is called family farming. In the local language, it is baye ijobot. We have seen that family farming is the most practiced form of farming. Most people don't have the resources to go into commercial farming.
Honorable Sheriff Obuja, Fanaminketa National Farmers Platform President.
The Honorable Sherifo Bojang, President of the National Farmers Platform, the Gambia, talked about family farming in the Gambian context.
Baraka bake koya fonyame londo atemu fenneti ninna fa bala.
Thank you so much. Knowledge is something great. It should be shared, otherwise God forbid if you die it goes with you.
Atala na fa mo wodoneti nin alaman tankala ni mari bota dunya ina katale
ha
woto na be bulu janni be fala.
Family farming has been practiced before we were born, so we've made it our mission to promote it. From the time the United Nations Decade of Family Farming was established, we prepare papers on the National Action Plan. We validated them and prepared annual budget documents, which we were supposed to execute from January to November
2020.
Family is essential to farming for food supply. For instance, lands jointly owned by family members, customary land, are all part of family farming. This farming provides a lot of benefits for the family. The surplus from family farming can be sold, and the money gotten from the sale can be used to buy other things. If you have more than one wife, you can use your family farm to support your family.
Ikola for family farming be fengol sene la kan nem be yangol bulala kan na domo se sotoyla nse na fulo soto akono ninga wafu ni akoroti ni dana lumol to bi.
Next, Mrs. Bakoto Mboje from the National Food Processors Association and National Farmers Platform of the Gambia talked about the gender dimension of family farming.
Bimba fa alhamdulillah rabbil alamin brin ko ina fokato musulu nim family farming wolen dabadati.
Well, I thank God. From Kartong to Koina, this family farming has been helpful to our families, our communities, and to Gambian women at large. It has really empowered women. Previously, farming was not taken up intensively by women. Women and youths have now taken up farming with full vigor and enthusiasm. Not everyone thinks of working in an office. Now, women are proud that financial institutions and donors value family farming enough to extend financial assistance to us. In farming, you depend on your work for survival.
Ha.
Mr. Mustapha Cisse, Minketa Assistant FAO Representative.
Mr. Mustapha Cisse, Assistant FAO Representative, was the person interviewed to tell us about government's attempts to address the challenges of family farming.
The government has policies they are working on that will empower women and youth to own land. But at the moment, these have not taken effect because there are traditional and cultural beliefs that undermine the impact of some of the steps the government tries to take to empower certain farmers. However, we are not giving up. We are still talking about it, sensitizing community leaders and religious leaders to change their mindsets and make it easier for women to own land.
The pandemic has not only affected food trade, supply chains, and markets, but also people's lives and livelihoods, and the access to adequate food in general. In the Gambia, assistance to farmers was provided through procurement of equipments and inputs, and encouraging small businesses. The Gambian Parliament is also working on considering extra allocations for agriculture, investing in agriculture, increasing women's financial inclusion to rural and agricultural finance, developing alternative approaches to collateral, while fostering an inclusive financial space for women and encouraging financial institutions such as banks and microfinance institutions in expanding access to affordable finance to rural women in the Gambia. Thank you for listening to this program on Hot FM Radio. Family farming at the heart of sustainable food systems.
An African radio series.
This is Yenkaza Africa production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming.
In collaboration with AMARC, World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations.